seconds. Did you ever think you would make it? I feel I'm so close, I could taste sweet victory. I know this life meant for me. Yeah, why would you bet on Goliath when we got Bet David? Value taming, giving value's contagious. This world of entrepreneurs, we get no value to haters. Now they run, homie, look what I become. I'm the one.
Okay, so this is an emergency podcast for obvious reasons. Everybody is texting, calling. Did you hear the news? Did you see what happened? Tucker Carlson, no longer with Fox. Don Lemon, moments later, fired. Both respond. Not Tucker hasn't responded yet, but Don Lemon has. Here's what Fox says. We thank him for his service to the network as a host and prior to that as a contributor. Mr. Carlson's last program was aired Friday 21st. CNN about Don Lemon says, CNN and Don have parted ways. Don will forever be part of the CNN family, and we thank him for his contributions over the last 17 years. We wish him well, and we will be cheering him on in his future endeavors. But this is what Don said, slightly different.
Yeah.
I was informed this morning by my agent that I've been terminated by CNN. I am stunned after 17 years at CNN. I would have thought that someone in management would have had the decency to tell me directly. At no time was I ever given any indication that I would not be able to continue to do work. I have loved at the network. FYI, Fox's stock is down. CNN stock's up, which tells you CNN shareholders are happy. Lemon is no longer with them. Fox shareholders are disappointed that Tucker is no longer with them. There's a lot of different stories circulating. We'll talk about it. What was your immediate reaction when you heard the news?
Well, the Tucker thing was, whoa, breaking news.
Yeah.
Like, that came out of absolute nowhere, all right? And people are texting, what do you think about this? Where is he going? Clearly, Tucker has way more leverage and way more options than Don Lemon. When the Don Lemon thing happened and he was shell-shocked, I mean, I think it was the writing was on the wall for Don Lemon for well over a year now. He's been a dead man walking at CNN ever since Chris Licht, the new CEO, took over for Jeff Zucker. His show, which I believe was used to be at 8 p.m., 9 p.m., right after Anderson Cooper. Those guys, right after Cuomo, those two had a little bromance going on. He got demoted to the morning show, which their ratings are bottom of the morning ratings compared to Fox and Friends and compared to MSNBC Morning Joe. But then he had a leave of absence. So as far as Don Lemon goes, he's either completely naive or just completely living in a fantasy land. The fact that he didn't see the writing on the wall. Everybody saw the writing on the wall for you, Don Lemon.
No, but I think, Pat, that, well, Don Lemon, bro, he's hardcore left. He pushes their agenda. He thought he was untouchable because how many sexual assault, he assaulted waiters in New York. He's saying the stuff that he says about women. He thought he was untouchable. This is. I think you're wrong. I think it's a real shock because he's like, wait a minute. I check all the boxes. He's a gay dude. He's a black guy. They can't fire me. And he got shocked. But the Tucker thing, if you think about it, Tucker was Fox News. I don't care what everybody else to me, Pat, is a filler. Don Bongino, I love all them, but dude, Tucker is Tucker. The team, the writing, the producing, the topics, the ballsiness. He doesn't care. He spits the truth. I think he's obviously way more important and necessary, and I'm just, shocked. I had a cousin that I haven't talked to in years, Pat. That's the first text I've gotten in years was, did you see what happened? That's the one that I got, but it's going to be a very interesting 24 hours.
Tom.
I thought he did an incredibly honest one several years ago about African-American men and the African-American family that I thought was very honest, very direct. A big, good piece of journalism there. And I was just very disappointed to read this because this read is bitter. At no time was I given any indication. Wait a minute, you were demoted to the morning. As Adam just said, you were put on basically probation, a leave of absence to go think it out.
Did we get Tom's mic on or no? People are saying this mic check for Tom. Can Tom say something?
One, two?
No, we can't hear you, so I'll come back to you. So, but, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I think as far as Don Lemon goes, while we're on that,
yeah,
Vinny hit the nail on the head as far as, checking all the boxes, everything that happens with the DEI movement, diversity, equity, inclusion. You got a gay black guy who's going to basically sing lock and step with your agenda. You would think on the surface, Don Lemon is the poster boy for what CNN would want to do, but...
Okay, so let's talk about this. Let's talk about this. So, Rob, did you say another story just came in from Mediaite or somewhere else about, if you want to read that, what you just saw right now?
Correct. It was a firing. Tucker Carlson's exit from Fox was not voluntary, according to sources that spoke with Mediaite. Tucker Carlson's departure from Fox News was not voluntary. Multiple sources have told Mediaite. Fox News shocked the media world Monday morning with a statement announcing the network and its top-rated host have agreed to parted ways. Down here, Carlson's final show that aired Friday night showed no indication he expected it to be his last, with the host signing off by telling his audience, "We'll be back on Monday." A source who spoke with Mediaite on condition of anonymity revealed that Carlson was in fact shocked by the news. According to the source, he was totally surprised. He had no idea. Another source added, "It was a firing. Carlson was informed today," explaining why he'd closed Friday's show, saying he'd be back on Monday.
So let me ask you a question, Pat. We just covered the Dominion lawsuit, $785 million that just came down the pike, Thursday, Friday, whenever we discussed that.
Mm-hmm.
How much is this firing of Tucker Carlson, in your opinion, a byproduct of that?
Well, did you see what his last episode was about?
No.
You didn't see what his last episode was about. So his last episode, Jorge, you guys got to tell me what you're doing. So I'm watching for you, and I'm hearing you screaming, and I don't know what you guys are doing with the mic. Give me a signal. Yes, thank you. So, you know, on Friday, he did his last episode, and he talked about RFK. He said, imagine if I work for a company, and imagine if Fox News was being fed and we're promoting these pillow guys and behind closed doors and we keep saying this and whatever they tell us to do, we silence ourselves and we don't say anything. That would never happen at Fox News, right?
Yeah.
That's what his message was about on Friday.
Wow.
Okay? And he was talking about RFK. He was talking about calling out the fact that other media platforms, you know, because of Big Pharma, they can tell you to silence yourself, all this stuff. Now, was he talking about Fox? The question is, did he know anything on Friday? Did he know anything on Thursday? Did he know anything last week? Mm-hmm. Has he felt anything at Fox that now that Rupert Murdoch, who is, I want to say he's 92 years old. I don't know how old he is.
He's getting up there.
Recently I think he's engaged and called it off.
He's 92 years old. Yeah. March 11th, he turned 92. And in the media industry, this guy's one of the biggest heavyweights. You know, owns Wall Street Journal, owns New York Post, owns Fox. They pretty much had the entire, you know, conservative, Republican, right-wing side he's had a monopoly on for years. However, he does have two boys. And his two sons, I believe he's got two boys that are running
Lachlan
a company.
And what's the other one's
James?
Name?
James. Is it James?
James, yeah.
Two
yeah.
of these guys that are running a company, and politically, they're not fully on the same page as their father is.
Oh, wow.
And they're not wanting to go necessarily in the same direction as Pops. Now, we don't know that for a fact. These are all a lot of speculation that people talk about. But there's a couple things that's going on here. What do you think about when you're 92? How many people at 92 are still doing deals and, you know, running and gunning? Are you thinking about that? Now, Kirk Kerkorian, he was still doing deals.
MGM. Warren Buffett.
John Wooden, he's still doing deals. You know, Buffett, he's Munger, some of these guys, yes, you would put him up there.
Charlie's now almost 100.
Charlie's now 100. Yeah, so is it close to 100?
He's very, very close.
Yeah. He's like 98.
So there's also an element of, I worked at a company, Bally Total Fitness. In the 80s, that was the gym. Everybody wanted to go to Bally's. There were sales guys in the 80s at Bally's making 100, 150 grand a year. In the 80s, 150 was a lot of money.
Of course.
Because you would sell contracts, so people were happy. Everybody wanted to work at Bally's. They had the best training. Great things was going on. And then all of a sudden, boom, suddenly things changed. Standards changed. Comp changed. Vision changed. It was no longer about being the best in the marketplace anymore. Then what happened? Gradually, one guy, second guy left, third guy left, fourth guy left, and it was an exodus with Bally's, and the rest is history. So today, you know, with Fox, they may be sitting there saying, well, you know, we have to be very careful what's going on after Dominion 787. That's 20% of your savings in your bank account from $4 billion. That's not a little bit of money.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of money that goes and gets depleted over a lawsuit that's a settlement. So, by the way, none of the lawsuit was any of it tied to Tucker. It was other hosts. It wasn't Tucker.
100%.
It wasn't. So, even CNN talked about it just an hour ago.
Okay.
On CNN, 35, 45 minutes ago, the CNN host said that 787 had nothing to do with Tucker Carlson. It was other hosts.
Right.
This isn't Fox saying it. This isn't MSNBC saying it. This is CNN saying it.
Okay, so Pat, what So Pat, would you 100%, that's what they're saying, has nothing to do with it. But do you think in a settlement like that where they go, listen, maybe Dominion, the lawyers are like, listen, we're going to settle. We won't take this anywhere further, but Tucker got to go. You think that's something?
Do
you think maybe Dominion's like, okay, listen, we'll fight this path for billions.
Let me tell you
but
something. Let me tell you something. Have you heard rumors that Tucker is not a good teammate?
Not at all.
Okay, so let me ask the question maybe in a different way.
Go ahead. Let's
talk about certain players. Did you hear about Antonio Brown not being a good teammate?
How many times
have you heard about it?
Yeah, of course, all the time.
Many times after him getting that hit by, you know.
Perfect.
After that, okay.
Forget it, yeah.
Have we heard Terrell Owens being a good teammate?
You're laughing about it, right?
Have we heard about... Who else can you say in different sports being good teammates? Give me players like, that were not good teammates.
Both sides?
Hey, it doesn't matter. I don't care what any sport.
Tom Brady.
Tom Brady's always been a good teammate.
Yeah.
Okay, Gronkowski, good teammate.
Teammate.
Okay. Have you heard stories about it's hard to play with Kobe because Kobe would drive people to being so tired mentally, mess with them?
Yeah, yeah. Madness.
We've heard about that. So we can't fake that. That's a real story, right?
Yeah.
Okay. What have you heard about Tucker as a teammate?
Nothing negative.
Okay, so
zero.
He's number one.
Period.
Kicking everyone's tail.
Mm-hmm.
Tucker's not duplicatable.
Mm-hmm.
You can't find another Tucker, okay? A lot of people think they're Tuckers, then there's Tucker. A lot of people think they're Rogans, then there's Rogan. You cannot duplicate a Tucker. So for Fox News to choose to do this, over the pressures coming from the outside, if you do, there could be something that we don't even know.
That's what I was going to say.
Okay?
Yeah.
Something that none of us even know what the reason was behind it. And hey, here's what we're doing. Anyways, that's one of the things that you're hearing about. Go ahead.
I fully agree that Tucker is not duplicatable. But, you know, this whole question of loyalty that Trump always brings up. Well, DeSantis wasn't loyal to me. Loyalty, loyalty, loyalty. I don't know how loyal Tucker was to Fox. Keep in mind, he's been on CNN before. Crossfire with Alan Combs or whatever his name was. He's been on MSNBC. Tucker's not a Roger Ailes groomed product of Fox. He's been around the block. Talented, no doubt. Been all over Washington. I don't know how much loyalty Tucker has to Fox. And then if you go down the rabbit hole of who's really been the top dogs at Fox, I feel like Fox believes their brand is bigger than one particular person. Just a handful of years ago, it was all about Megyn Kelly.
Yeah.
Then she took her ball and left to... took her talents to NBC, I believe, or ABC. Mm-hmm. She's no longer there anymore. She's building her own podcast. She's crushing it.
Bill O'Reilly.
Bill O'Reilly was the number one guy on Fox.
20 years. Yeah,
he was the guy.
Yeah.
It wasn't Tucker. So if you look at the ratings now, the most watched show on Fox these days is not Tucker.
The five.
As far as overall, it's the five.
Yeah.
So you got the five number one at 3.3 million viewers a week. You got Tucker. You got Jesse Waters secretly... number three, you would think that it's Hannity. Hannity's number four. Then you got Brett Baer, number five. By the way, Fox News, 92 out of the 100 highest rated cable shows are on Fox News.
That's crazy.
So their bench is crazy. And then you talk about the late night TV shows. Greg Gutfeld's the number one late night show on all of TV. Not Colbert, not Fallon, not Kimmel. So Fox has built up a bench. We talk about how deep is your bench. The Democratic Party doesn't have a deep bench. I don't know what's going on. I don't know what transpires. But something tells me Fox says they believe they are bigger than any one individual, including Tucker.
And Pat, Rob said this. You know this on the way here. This might say a lot. Tucker Carlson, senior executive producer, the number one guy, Justin Wells, followed Tucker and left Fox. They didn't say he got fired. That means he's a ride or die, Pat. I was like, listen, wherever the star goes, I'm going. Because a good EP, you know that, Pat, good executive producer, with those writers, take me anywhere, just put a camera, they can do it. So I'm interested to see if that guy got fired, because now we're finding out that Tucker apparently got fired. But that's the guy.
Let's see if Tom is still being silenced. Go ahead, Tom.
No, I agree with what you were just saying, and I'll add to it. You know, one person is not bigger than the brand. And when you take a look at the people that have left Fox, Fox has done just fine. You know, really.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world. The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league. Starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill. FX's Clipped, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
What you have there is you have the time slot that Tucker was in, and Tucker worked for the audience that's coming for that time slot. And I believe Jesse Waters, I'm not going to call it, but I really look at the lineup and I say, I think Jesse Waters is such an easy slot in, and then he'll be the 3.5 million guy. Because remember, the audience is coming for the time slot, and then the host that takes it over adds to it. Now then, that's Fox. But what you have to remember, Tucker Carlson is a phenomenal talent. This is the guy that built a digital media company. This is the guy that has built a career. So anybody that thinks, well, we'll just get another wide receiver, that's not true either. So is the Fox brand significant? Are they going to be able to put somebody in the slot? Yeah. But this guy is a generational talent. This is a tremendous guy.
I don't necessarily agree with you that they're just going to be able to slot in Jesse Waters to fill in for Tucker. I feel like Tucker's an A-plus talent, and Jesse is maybe a B. I don't know. But I think, don't forget, Jesse Waters used to do water, like man on the street, Waters World for Bill O'Reilly.
Yeah.
He was his sidekick. So yeah. I think... Who's the next person to roll? I could see Sean Hannity just out of there in no time.
But Adam, then I'm coming from Hollywood. I'm telling you guys, the writers on that show made that show. Yeah, I mean, Tucker, obviously it's the voice, it's the delivery, it's him. But I'm curious to see if those same writers are going to stick with Fox and write for the person that's going to step into that spot, or they're going to go with Tucker with the executive producer.
Okay.
That's a big question.
So a few different things that's been coming up with this situation here with Tucker is, you know, does this guy really want to run for office? Is this the type of guy that could run for office and be a president? Is he that guy? Or does he just want to do media for the rest of his life? If he did, would he have a chance? A lot of people want him to run. Should he run? Should he not run? Should he sit on the sidelines? Is this a good time to get involved, to get in? Because if you think about how Tucker is not Team Trump, and Tucker is not Team DeSantis. Tucker is team audience.
Wow.
Tucker talks to his audience. Tucker doesn't ever go, you know, lock. You know, there's a reason why even the left listens to Tucker.
Yeah.
People who are liberals listen to Tucker. They may not like the guy, but they listen to the guy, right? They may not agree with what he has to say, but they'll say, this guy is the guy that I got to listen to see what the other side's thinking about. This is every once in a while, you know, you think about it and you say, well, you know, forever we're going to be fine because we're a larger organization. We're bigger than this. Yes. The Yankees, are they bigger than a player? Yes. Mm-hmm. Of course they are.
Yes.
27 World Series championships, you are. Lakers, are they bigger than a player? Mm-hmm. Yes. 10 championships and 32 years of, you know, Jerry Buss owning the team. They've won 17 championships, tied with the Celtics. You know, when Shaq said, I'm going to go get $20 million a year, what did he say? He says, go get your money. I can't pay you that. Jerry Buss banked on who? Kobe, right? Okay. Are the Bulls bigger than a player?
No. Nope.
They've never won since Michael.
Yep.
Okay. So you know, there are certain Pittsburgh Steelers are going to win. You know, hey, Patriots, bigger than Tom Brady. No. Brady left. You kind of are not winning anything, right? Yep. Whether you had the new quarterback or the other quarterback, or who they have right now, Mac Jones or
Matt Jones, and Belichick is still there.
And the other guy that was there, who was with the, not Auburn, he played for Auburn. Cam Newton was there for like a split second.
Two seasons.
He's not going to work with Belichick.
Yeah. It was a split second.
So look, obviously, none of us know. Dan Bongino is no longer with Fox. Mm-hmm. That's last week.
You didn't hear Bongino too gone.
Bongino's gone with Fox last week. The deal ended. You didn't hear about this?
I didn't hear about
this. Was
where the hell I was this
weekend?
Where
the hell have you been?
This was the 20th. Dan Bongino, Fox News show ends abruptly after contract talks breakdown. Okay, so that's Dan Bongino.
All right. Well, can I weigh in? Quick Tucker story, because it kind of proves your point about caring what the audience has to say. I was fortunate enough to be at an insurance meeting, the ALU in D.C. You know, it's there every year. How we met at one of these types of meetings, and they had a panel with Tucker Carlson, obviously he was a Republican strategist at that time, and Paul Begala, huge Democratic strategist, and had an opportunity to do a little happy hour after the event with Tucker, and I happened to just be standing right next to Tucker, and I go, Tucker, quick question for you. What happened to your old look with the bow tie? Right? And he goes,
we were on Crossfire.
He goes, oh, you want to know? He goes, everyone told me I looked like a douchebag. So I said, enough's with the bow tie. Yeah, that's what
John
Tucker
Daly. Remember John Daly talked crap
used to do. So that was his look. So taking cues from the audience, I mean, that was his look back in the day. If you're not old enough to remember young Tucker, but that was his look. But I think now with the Bongino thing with Tucker. With Don Lemon, a bigger question that we talk about is disruption, right? There's disruption with Bitcoin disrupting the financial markets, with politics, with Trump's disruption, with YouTube and Spotify and podcasting disrupting mainstream legacy media. Is the writing on the wall for someone like Tucker saying, I don't need this mainstream media bullshit corporate kowtowing to these types of corporate sponsorships and basically hand-tying what I can say? I can go do what Megyn Kelly's been doing. I can do what PBD's been doing. I can do what Rogan's been doing. I can do what Russell Brand's been doing. I can do my own shit and bring my own audience with me and make my own money. How much of that do you think is factoring into this situation?
I don't think that's look, he's the kind of guy. So let's kind of talk about people that can make it in different places.
Yeah.
Can you see Tucker competing on the political stage debating others?
100%.
Totally. I can see that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can you see Tucker having his own podcast and doing well?
No doubt.
No question about it.
Yeah.
Can you see Tucker on cable TV doing it and killing it?
Yeah.
No question about it. Can you see Tucker running his own small business and growing it? Daily Caller. No question about it. This is a multifaceted, talented guy. Yeah. And I think he's a May baby, May 16th or May 13th. He's 53 years old, about to be 54. I think out of all of them, Dan Bongino's the youngest. He's 49 years old or 48 years old. And Don Lemon is the oldest. He's 57 years old, if I'm not mistaken.
Wow.
Yeah, Don Lemon's the oldest. He looks like he's 35, by the way.
He's
shout out to him for
Black Show Crack, baby.
He's a good-looking guy.
Listen, you're Andrew Gillum.
So look at the different platforms, okay? Because you know a guy like this, when he's a free agent, who's calling him? Everybody's calling him.
Well, his phone is blowing up right
Everybody.
Now.
Who do you think he would fit well with, and who do you think he would entertain going to?
I think Valuetainment, number one. Okay. Like, no, and I'm being genuine. This is the ideal place for somebody like that to be, Pat. Because, I mean, it's going to be on YouTube, obviously, but you're free. You can say what you want. There's nothing that I think – I mean, everything that he said – so far, because I watch him, it's nothing's like too crazy. He just says it like you said. You know why? He's never said I'd vote for Trump or I'd vote for DeSantis. He's right in the middle, and he lets the facts like go where they may. That's it. It's the truth is the truth, and if it hurts, it hurts, and he doesn't give a damn. So I mean, there, Pat, obviously a Rumble would easily take him, but
Tom,
it'd be a
podcast
for him.
So I think there's a massive disruption going on right now. First of all, I think he would fit here. 100%. He would definitely fit here because of the, number one, the journalistic freedom you could expand. Number two, this is where the audience is going. I was reading articles over the week. I read in Semaphore and in Vox, and they were talking about the massive disruption that's going on here. It's like Huffington Post is very quietly trying to get back to subscription and trying to get back to a profit. Vice Media has been trying to sell itself for 3 years. BuzzFeed just laid off a huge chunk of it. So all of the playing field that was in new media, there is a cataclysmic change going on because the companies that are purveying it are coming out. And the flat homepage with subscription accompanying a traditional cable channel, with the exception of Fox, it's hard to make money out there. It's very hard to make money out there. A certain South African billionaire has made money, trying to make money on a text platform, laid off 80% of the people, and said, if you're going to operate a text platform at scale, the way to make money, you don't need a large group of people to do it.
You might just hit the nail on the head. Because Tucker just interviewed Elon recently. How long ago was that?
A week ago?
2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
And that's exactly the point that he was kind of trying to establish, is that he's laid off 80% of what he called like activists, workers.
Workforce. Yeah.
How much of a conversation are Elon and Tucker having these days? Twitter platform, they're trying to create the super app, right? What is it called? And I don't know how much of that could be factored into this. You know, Elon's in the media game now. If he's in Twitter, I don't know.
I don't know about that. It may, because if Elon was going to get anybody, Elon would probably get Rogan first before he goes after Tucker, because that's more of his cup of tea than it is Tucker. You don't really see, but you never know. Could there be a conversation offline that, hey, what do you want to do? I'll invest in whatever you want to do. Hey, I'm doing XYZ. I'll put $20 million. I'll put $50 million. I'll put $100 million. I'll give you some money to invest into your company. That kind of a conversation. I fully see it. Yeah, okay, so look at names like him. The comparison some people are making is at Fox. You got him, you got O'Reilly, you got Beck, okay? Beck went and did what?
The Blaze.
O'Reilly did what? He just got off nothing. Kind of just,
Killing something. Killing this, killing that.
Is what O'Reilly did.
Probably not killing it these days.
No, what did he do? What O'Reilly did, you have to remember what he did. He went to an independent personal platform with Dennis Miller. They've been on tour for 5 years selling out. Yeah. And he's not just promoting books. There is a commentary that he and Dennis Miller do. And so Riley said, my platform is going to be auditoriums across America, and I'm going to go door to door to do it. That's what he did. He didn't turn around. He didn't crawl in a hole and die.
Yeah, but how old is Bill O'Reilly now?
80s.
114.
No, no. Guys, he's probably 68 or 70 years old.
He's
73 years old, yeah.
I don't know how much of this is me just, but what Elon talks about, you shouldn't have centenarians in politics anymore, anyone 70 plus. Bill O'Reilly, 73, Trump, 78. You saw the new numbers that came out, even from the Democratic Party. Biden, you know how they do like that word spreadsheet? It's just like old, senile, too old. It's just like, I think Tucker, would we say 53? I think he's having conversations with Musk, and the writing on the wall for mainstream media is like, it's a dying breed. I mean, what's the average age of a Fox viewer? Dead? 70-something? So it's like, if you want to get yourself in with the millennial crowd, the 30, 40, 50-plus crowd, is Fox the future? I doubt it. Is CNN even the future? Doubt that as well. This is the future.
I was just gonna say, when, I know we talked about in the last podcast, when we went to go watch as a unit, we went to go watch the movie Air with Mike, you know, the whole story of Nike, and this is a perfect opportunity for a company like this, Pat, and I hope that he's listening, to come and give that person a chance. That's like, you know what? We're young, we're hot, we're new, we're ready, and we look and we see that we have the same vision of where the country should be, where the country's going, and what mistakes we should or we should not make to keep this staying America that it is, because it looks like it's going down the tubes pretty damn fast.
Tom.
I think there's a new NATO out there, and it's the people that want to stay right in the middle, slightly conservative, and have objective debates and conversations about these. And that's where we sit. And you know what?
Anybody that wants to say, oh, you're just singing your own song, Tom, you know, put it in Super Chat and complain about me if you will. But I think objectively, if you look the way we cover things, the opportunity and the microphone that we give to people, it's not just on our side. There's an objective center. And I think there's a new NATO out there of folks like Joe Rogan that are very similar to us. And the audience that is being attracted is showing America that those are the new organizations that they want to give their patronage to. And I think that's where it's at. To your point about Twitter, I don't think he's talking to Elon, because Elon is building a highly democratized open platform for everybody. And as soon as you were to retain even one talent, even if it was a mascot, you're kind of making a bet on one side or the other, because everybody's on a square on the chessboard. No one's dead center. And so I don't think he would do that. I think Elon just wants to let the democratized platform be an uninhibited, fair, democratized platform.
Obviously, you're having fun. You're seeing him coming here. We're having fun about this. That's not something Tucker's going to be able to do what Tucker wants to do. But for me, I'm thinking about it from a different standpoint. So at think about your, when you were 16 years old, what did you think about? What was priority at 16?
You don't
want
to know what I was thinking.
Girls, going to the mall, fun playing sports,
video games, stuff like that.
Nothing serious.
Entrepreneurship, business, right. Politics.
No, I wanted to have fun, and I wanted to. It was simple. I wanted to have fun with my buds and figure out what I was doing for college, because it was coming up in 2 years.
Okay, you were responsible. Okay.
Not me.
How about 26? What were you thinking about 26? Different than 16.
Yeah, 26 is like career, like buckle down. What am I
doing? Now that I have a job, there's a part of this that kind of sucks.
Yeah.
Okay. What else are you thinking at 26?
Because this was after military. I was thinking more of like, okay, what do I want to do for the rest of my life? Yeah. Where am I at?
Yeah.
What, do I want a family? You're figuring it out.
26.
16, I went from being just a jack of all trades to actually having a profession and being a specialist and starting to actually make money. Up until I was 25, 26, money wasn't a major concern. But I think something, you know, a light bulb goes off after a certain age. 25 was for me.
Okay, how about 36?
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters. And what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble. With exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
36. Now you're talking.
36 is crunch time.
Settling down, marriage, kids, career. You've made your money, maybe. Now, what do you want to do? How do you want to pursue? What type of passions do you want to pursue?
None of you had a kid at 36.
No.
We got three different looking playboys here.
When would you have 36?
I was Tom's a playboy. 36.
No, 36. I was a two-time uncle, and I was trying to really be a good uncle. I was really worried about being a really good uncle on the times.
What were you doing at 36?
36. I was running venture capital for Sprint.
Okay, so we can't go 46, but think about 54. Okay. So you're 53 years old.
Okay.
You're number one in your space.
Got you.
You're not a top 10. You're not a top 5.
You're it.
You are it.
Yes.
And I know the 5 is the 5, but this is one name.
Yeah.
When you think one name, you think Tucker.
No doubt.
You don't think any other name but
Period.
Tucker.
Yeah.
What Joe Rogan is for podcasts and Tucker is for cable TV.
I agree.
Period. Right?
Agreed.
Okay. So at this point, you've made money. You have a lot of haters. You have a lot of fans. You have a lot of true believers. You know what you want and what you don't want. You're living a life where, you know, the way you're doing everything, your podcast, your show, you get to dictate your terms. And you're seeing what's going on in politics today. And this is the part. This is the part you have to be thinking about. And I've seen this happen, different types of things to different people. There's one group that you see people at that age that they've been disappointed and hurt so many times that they trust fewer and fewer and fewer and fewer and fewer people in their life, and you almost become cold.
Mm-hmm.
And what I mean by cold is, I mean literally, you become cold. Nothing is attractive when somebody says something to you, because all you think about is, that's also what they said to me.
Yeah.
That's also what that guy said to me. And that's also what this person said to me. Bullshit, you're just like the other person.
Mm-hmm.
But it sounds good. It sounds convincing. So you're more you're harder to convince, you're harder to crack, you're harder to persuade. You know, the typical things that maybe got you excited. Hey, we're going to pay you $2.5 million a year for 5 years. They're like, what can't I buy with the current life that I have? Everything. But I do think to some people, when this happens, you sit there and you ask yourself, I'm really concerned about what's going on with America. I'm really concerned with what's going on with certain things during COVID. A lot of stuff was exposed. You either become such a deep, true believer that your fight is not for a real reason. Mm-hmm. You're a parent. You have all these other things that's going on with you. I think Tucker's a true believer today. And there's 100%. A part of him that he's sitting there saying, I give all this stuff to Fox for all these years. I gave you the number one show. I'm not number two. I'm not number four. I'm not number eight. You know what it takes to be number one? Let me tell you what it takes to be number one. You have to read every story. You have to read every book. You have to follow what everybody else is doing. You have to study history books. You have to go do hours on top of hours. On Saturday, while everybody's kicking it, golfing, you're reading articles. On Sunday morning, while everybody is kicking it, relaxing, sleeping in, you're reading articles. The number one of any space does things that number two doesn't do, or three or five even dreams about. This is a guy that's willing to do the work, willing to put in the legwork, is smart, is intelligent, is funny, is sarcastic, and is still young at 53. And you're now sitting there saying, what do I do next? Well, if he's a crusade guy and he loves America as much as he shows that he loves America, I think the next phase may be he has one or two choices. Do I chase the billions? Do I go make a few hundred million dollars? Because he hasn't made a few hundred million dollars yet. He hasn't made that kind of money before. Mm-hmm. Do I go after that, or do I kind of step up right now, run for office, or do I go somewhere, get what do I do? Or all these people that I've had to answer to, maybe I'm going to do my own thing today, and I'm going to build my own Fox. I'm going to build my own CNN. These are the things that he's thinking about himself. But he can go any of those directions, and he'll succeed. But you better believe, a guy that's going to be pitching him today, it's not going to be the pitch from the movie Air. It's going to be a very different pitch.
Really?
Oh, Air, you're pitching to a 19-year-old.
Oh, yeah, good. Well, to the parents of the 19-year-old.
But those parents have never seen money before.
Yeah.
Those parents have never gotten real money before. They still live in the same house that they've lived in for five generations, mm-hmm. the Jordan family. This guy's seen money before. This guy has seen everything before. And he also knows he's the best of the best of the best today. Mm-hmm. So how long will that last? What am I going to do with it? Those are some of the things he's thinking about. Tom.
I agree with that, because it's like this is now a chapter that I kind of see it as, you know, there are certain proxies that you see every now and then in professional sports. Brady went to Tampa and was successful. By the way, I think Tucker's got a lot more than three seasons left in his bag.
Yeah, of course.
Baby, I think he's got 20.
I think Tucker realistically has 15 to 20 seasons left.
Peyton Manning went to Denver and was the last piece that they need. But he did it on his terms. And he had three fantastic seasons. And I think Tucker's got that kind of an opportunity. I believe, in many ways, they may have done him a favor. You know why? Because everything I was reading this weekend, media is changing. It is changing. And in many ways, I think he has been given a tremendous opportunity at a time where all these media outlets are struggling. Mm-hmm. And you have to remember, BuzzFeed at one point, I believe, was worth $1.6 billion. Today, it's valued at slightly less than $100 million.
That's crazy.
That's fucking
crazy. And they're on the market right now.
Yeah.
It's $82 million today, $81.69.
By the way, speaking of money, because how much money is going to be a factor for Tucker? Because I'm looking at the highest paid cable news talk show host. You know who number one is? It's not even close. Sean Hannity, number one. I think he makes $45 million a year. His net worth, $250 million. It's according to Yahoo News. There's a lot of Yahoo articles out there. I mean that sarcastically, but you can't really trust everything you see online, but you know, we'll go with Yahoo on this. Number two, Anderson Cooper makes $12 million a year. Number three, Laura Ingraham, she makes $15 million a year. Her net worth is $40 million. Number four, Rachel Maddow, MSNBC, and number five, Tucker makes $8 million a year. It could have been, he might have had an adjustment in his contract recently. As of 2022, net worth only $30 million, because there's other reports with that. how much is money going to be a factor? I mean, if you're going to get Tucker, you got to pay him $8 to $10 million a year minimum. What do you think?
What do you think of what?
How much he's going to?
How much is
demand,
money going to be a factor for him? It's not about how much is money going to be a factor for him. There is money being a factor. That's what you're worth. Period. Okay. Yeah, I don't know if that makes sense or not. Look, my market value is XYZ today. And here's what I'm willing to do for XYZ today. I can bring this, I can do this, and I can do this. And here's what I'd like this thing to be structured as. I'm willing to do 5 days a week. I'm willing to do this, 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 that. You know, there's a lot of creative ways right now on what to, what offer to make to a guy like Tucker. Mm-hmm. I got two guys call me, texting me asking, hey, you know, if we were to structure an offer for him, how would you structure it for a guy like Tucker? And there's different ways to structure, it's not going to be money. For him at this point, because one guy said, oh, he's going to go to Newsmax, okay? He's going to go to Newsmax because it's the, you know, right-leaning. That's where he's going to go next. It's going to be Newsmax. Oh, no. He's going to go to Daily Wire because he's going to go there to team up with Ben Shapiro, Candace Owens, Jordan Peterson. He's going to go there. No. He's going to go to Rumble. You know, those guys are a publicly traded company, $2.5 billion. They're going to throw money at him. They'll come out of nowhere and go raise capital and give money at him, and he's going to go to Rumble. No. He's going to go do his own thing with Daily Caller. He doesn't need to go to anybody. There's so many different things that you're talking about. Today, Tucker gets to sit down with his wife mm-hmm. and the people he respects. And says, here's what I want. Okay? What do you think I should do? Well, I think you should consider this and this and this and this. Okay? Do you still want to create shows? Yes. Do you want to go politics? I have no desire to politics. Do you want to start a company? I don't want to start a company. I like my life. Starting a company, starting politics, starting a company, it's a terrible life when you start a company. You don't have a break. Mm-hmm. You know, like, hey, I'm going to go take a 2-week PTO. Good luck starting a company. There's no PTO when you're starting a company. It's a very different thing. Does he want to do that? I don't know. I think you know, look at Michael being a player versus an owner. What was he better at?
Playing, obviously.
It's not even – Tucker's a player.
Yes.
Can he own equity? Can he have investments? Mm-hmm. Can he have equity in a deal like a William Shatner Priceline? Mm-hmm. Okay? Like a – you know, Kobe Bryant water, what is the vitamin water, or yeah. 50 cents.
Yeah.
Yeah. So these guys, the equity play is the way to make the money without having to do the day-to-day stuff of operating. Mm-hmm. So, but there would be many creative ways. Tucker's got to take the next, if I'm Tucker right now, I'm taking a week off, and I'm telling everybody, I'm good, man. Give me a week. I'm spending time with the wife, and I'm hanging out with the family, and I'm doing my own thing, and then sitting there talking to the 10 people I trust the most, and I'm inviting them over to my house. Mm-hmm. I'm sitting there talking. I'm saying, so what do you think? And in a way, you're going to bring those people not to ask them what do you think. They're going to be asking you questions, okay? And good friends in your life will ask you questions, and they're going to prompt thought that make thoughts you didn't have before. And then he's going to say, okay, well, this is – maybe my next move that I'm thinking about doing. Great, then let's go play ball.
And Pat, you mentioned it about you touched on about politics. What do you think a percentage would be? Because you're talking about him, and I mean, I believe him. I know, you know, I think he loves the country and he's pro America, and he spits facts left and right. What do you think that the percentage or the chances are that he goes, you know what, I'm gonna take a shift if you really care and try to change and go into politics and be like a, let's say, a vice president. For a president that's going to be the front runner, and then
he's not going to be. He's not a vice president.
No. Tucker's, you think he'd go for a president?
Tucker's a president.
Oh, wow.
Listen, if a freaking comedian in Ukraine becomes a president and it's painted as Churchill by the left, this guy can be the president.
Yeah.
And by the way, Churchill, what did he do before he went into politics? What was he? In what industry?
Was it the car?
What industry was Churchill in? He was a writer. You know, he wrote so many books, articles, journalism. He was in that space. A lot of people from that space. This could be a way of shocking everybody next week. Tucker Carlson announces 2024 run.
Yeah.
What?
Wow.
Yeah.
The world will lose their mind if he says that. Yeah. Okay.
And what about his chances, Pat? Like, if he does, let's just say he does, and let's say a Trump is the number one. And it's him, and it goes on to him and Trump. What do you think a percentage of the people that, like, what are his chances?
I think he's automatically number two.
Wow.
What?
Really?
Ahead of DeSantis?
I think he's automatically
number two. Oh, PBD. How can you say that?
I think he... You guys are so funny.
No, I
You're
believe...
So funny,
I think it's... I
you
think
are
it's
so funny when you say, how could you say that? Listen, you know, why did Trump run for office and win? Why?
He was tired of everything.
Well, he has no background on... First of all, which one of those guys he ran with had more experience in actual policies and politics than Trump?
All
which one
them.
On the stage?
Every one of them.
Except for Carson. Every
yeah.
one of them.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah,
what are you talking about? Yeah. Rubio. Well, you know, what was the guy's name from Walker, Massachusetts? What was the guy's
Scott
name?
Scott Walker.
Hey, Scott Walker's going to be the one that's going to be running by winning president. Jeb Bush, generations, you know, father, brother, president, Prescott, $140 million they want, and then Trump shows up. All right, hey, you're short, you're fat, you're ugly, you're this, you're that.
And you have small
Boom.
Hands.
Okay? You have small hands. You know, shut up. You're dumb.
And only Rosie God. O'Donnell or whatever he said,
yeah.
right? And
only Rosie
so why did he, though? Why did he? Because he gets eyeballs. Listen, wow. you know who's on fire right now? You know who's on fire right now. And he is such a necessary voice today. Every time I watch this, I'm like, this freaking guy is great at what he's doing. Vivek Ramaswamy
yeah.
is unbelievable at what he's doing right now. Yeah. I don't know whether he's going to win or not. But the way he handles debates, arguments, points mm-hmm. he makes... Brilliant, smart, politics, success, one, immigrant, 38. He's got so many things going for himself, and he knows how to defend, yet give his own argument. He's got so many things going on. But even him, Tucker starts day one.
He's number two.
Tucker starts day one. He's got the
wow.
number one show for God knows how many years. The wow. day he starts, Tucker's number two.
Again,
not because of experience in
no,
politics.
Eyeballs.
Because that's DeSantis and Trump.
Eyeballs.
It's because he gets eyeballs.
Yeah.
Day one.
Wow.
Okay. Now, by the way, can we run a poll? Run a poll, Rob, of do you think Tucker Carlson would run for president? Okay. And I'm going to give mine. I'm going to write down. I want you to see what the polls are going to be within them. Because last time I got it right.
You
I said 65. It was 61%,
yeah.
right? I'm going to write my score right here.
Yeah.
The chances of Tucker Carlson running for president. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So
just
so,
chances of him running.
Chances
yeah.
of him this time around.
Chances of him running. And I'm talking 2024. I'm not talking future, folks.
2024.
Today. Rob, you start the poll. Tom, can you guys all
I'll put it on my
text yourself.
Okay.
Text yourself what you said the ratios are. I'm going to put mine. Okay? I'm going to put mine and... This one is risky.
Of him running.
This one is risky, but I'm going to write this down. Oh, man, I'm so curious.
This is just of him running. That's it. 1%.
This is just him running. Okay, this is of him running. Okay. Oh, if I get it right on the dot, all right, I'm going to put it right there.
And this, you're guessing what they're...
I'm going to guess what they're going to guess.
Well,
audience, let's see if we're connected. So it's a risk we're taking, folks. By the way, some people are going to totally answer it the other way just to kind of screw up the algorithms,
mm-hmm.
but it is what it is. We'll play along. So,
I just messaged myself.
Tom, likelihood of Tucker running 2024?
My number?
Yes. What was it?
30.
You're at 30%.
I put 25%.
What did you put? He's probably like 5%. 80% he's running.
Yeah, you just sold me. You just sold. Here I am, non-believer. Now I'm 80% PBD. This guy's a born salesman marketer
so
right here.
Funny.
Okay, so
I had no belief.
But
now
we have 2,300 votes in the first minute. Let's see what we got. What is it? What does it say?
I said 25.
70. Oh my God, I'm good. What did it say?
26, yes.
75, 25. Look at my answer. I put 28% yes,
shit.
72% no. They said 75-25.
Wow. The people
audience
have spoken.
Were on the same page.
The people
so
have spoken.
How insane is that, huh?
You know your audience.
I don't think they think he's going to run because there's a high likelihood he doesn't run. Okay? There's
so you're saying I'm the biggest Tucker
no,
believer
just,
here?
I'm not saying
messed
that.
Up, Adam.
What I'm saying to you is if he does, he's number two day one.
Damn.
I'm telling you. Watch this. Think about this. You watch the question I'm about to ask you. Listen to the question I'm about to ask you.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah.
Here's a question I'm about to ask you. Put Trump, put DeSantis, put Tucker.
Okay.
Who has made the most money in his lifetime?
Donald Trump.
Okay.
Easily.
Who has the most experience coming up, military, Congress,
DeSantis, Ronnie boy.
Governor, state, all
Ronnie.
Of that? Not even close.
The perfect resume.
You ready? who has debated the most on national television?
Tucker Carlson.
Tucker Carlson.
creepy porn lawyer, one of my favorites. Creepy porn lawyer.
I think this guy's got it. I think he's a guy that can actually do it. I just don't know, because here's what's going to happen. You know, you can learn a lot about a lot of different people on how they live their lives. This is a guy that, based on what I'm hearing, he does a show from his house. He's not a guy that's traveling all the time to D.C. to other places. He's not a guy that wants that harassment that's coming his way all the time. He wants to live a different kind of a life. He's not Trump that he wants to be out there. There's a part of DeSantis that DeSantis also doesn't want to be out there, but DeSantis loves America.
Of course.
And DeSantis is a fighter. And since he was 18 years old, DeSantis wanted to be a president. Okay, that's when I'm convinced that DeSantis was the guy that in high school you're like, this guy wants to be a president. He's going to be somebody someday. He's not a guy that accidentally became a congressman, accidentally became a governor. This is a guy that knew intentionally he was going to be that. And by the way, respect and salute to anybody that had a vision, and that vision became a reality.
100%.
But if Tucker's right now sitting around thinking, what I do next, boom.
Wouldn't that be sick, though, if he announced?
I don't want to burst your bubble.
Here we go.
But breaking news.
Nah.
Tucker Carlson and Don Lemon team up
to start a
for a new show on MSNBC called Mother Tucker. And there it is. Don Lemon and Tucker.
I can totally see it.
Totally joking.
It's going to be red pill, blue pill.
Good actor.
Yeah,
that's the red pill, blue pill
combo.
That'd
be a funny thing. No, but again, so with Tucker, it's so funny. At the beginning, we told the Don Lemon story, and not once have we touched on the Don Lemon story.
I was like, why?
Tucker the entire time.
What do you actually think is the future for someone like Don Lemon at this point?
You want me to tell you?
Yeah.
You ready for this answer?
Yeah.
It's Tom. You're going to like this answer. Don Lemon's future is to go to any network that needs a great DEI score.
100%. You're right.
Yes or no?
I agree.
Don Lemon's going to go to any network that needs to improve their DEI score.
Yeah, it's called Fox News.
I'm a twofer.
Yeah. That's right. He's a DEI score candidate.
What's the likelihood that Don ends up on Fox and he's like the old Juan Williams, one black guy, Democrat, just getting lambasted by the rest of the team over there on the five?
I don't see Don Lemon as a hard-working guy, research stories, books. I don't see him as that guy.
What do you mean? You don't get this far without doing your work.
Trust me, it's a teleprompter and writer.
First of all, it's very hard to look that good. He's a very good-looking guy, good talker, you know, extremely confident in himself, very confident in himself. He's a guy that's like, he looks at himself as a, what do you call it? As
diva?
A superstar, as
he's a diva. Diva.
But there's a word for it. He looks at himself as a, I'm somebody. He thinks highly of himself. He's got a very larger than life confidence in himself. That's Don Lemon. No, but Don Lemon is not, I don't see Don Lemon being Chris Cuomo. I think Chris Cuomo was Chris Cuomo. He was a heavyweight. I think Chris Cuomo studied. I think Chris Cuomo called his brother. I think Chris Cuomo stayed up reading articles. I think Chris Cuomo got up early to work out and read every article and saw everything that everybody said on Twitter the day before. I see him doing that. I saw Chris Cuomo doing that. I even think Maddow does that. I think Morning Joe does that. I don't think he does that.
But Pat,
I think he's a little bit lazier.
And I don't think Don's going to find a network like CNN that, I mean, for all that time, watches your ass. And mind you, you know how sassy he'd be on air? Somebody would say something. He's like, listen, you can walk out. I'll cut you off the air. Right now, he's not going to find a place like that.
Okay, guys, any final thoughts? Because before we wrap up, I got to head up to Saleski. Gang, if you're watching this and we were on the same page with the score, give us a sub to the channel here.
And Pat,
we got 26,000 live watching.
Can I tell the audience
about
these shoes that you gave me because they don't fit you? What are these called?
Those are the Christian
Louboutin
red bottoms.
I've never had
red bottoms. So, by the way, those are my dad's red bottoms that he'll never wear because his feet are wide.
Look at you realize, and it's raining outside. Yeah. I'm never going to wear these outside.
Those look sick. No, you don't want to wear those outside.
Women would love these, but dude, I'm flat. I feel like, do I get to put out? What am I going to do for these?
You never heard of the red bottoms?
No, I've heard of them, but not from a guy.
Well, now you have
exactly.
I love you, Pat.
Final thoughts, Tom.
I think this is great. So, I love to see the comments. I'm going to go back and read all the comments for this because I believe our audience has got some. So, from the new home of new media, I'd love them to let us know what they think is going on. I want to see the comments. I want to see the audience weigh in.
Disruption. Mainstream media is dying. Podcasting is growing, and Give us a sub, y'all.
Hey, gang, I think we got SLS. I got to drive up to Boca right now because we got SLS.
Yeah.
We're going to be together 2 days, and then we got live podcast Thursday. I think we're together. It's going to be an interesting one, and we're back at it again next week. Take care, everybody. Have a great day. Bye-bye, bye-bye, bye-bye.